Recently, something laudable and rare happened at the prestigious University of Chicago. More than 100 faculty members signed a petition objecting to the Confucius Institute on their campus. What is a Confucius Institute, you ask? These institutes are funded, staffed, and controlled by the Chinese Communist Party and are on hundreds of campuses in free countries around the world. Why would China's repressive Communist Party staff and fund these centers? Well, the centers exist to advance the interests of the Chinese Communist Party, providing soft power, National Review reports. At Chicago, the administration first rejected faculty opinion. They only ended their Confucius Institute after Chinese officials uncharacteristically, indiscreetly, boasted that they had brought the university to heel on the matter. Why would American universities willingly let the Chinese Communist Party set up shop on their campuses? To get an answer, you alumni might start asking your alma mater. In Texas, you'll find the commie centers at Texas A&M. Yes, A&M, UT Dallas, UT San Antonio, and Texas Southern. Bill Powers was all hot to set one up at UT Austin some years ago, but to date it seems Longhorns have been spared yet another communist influence on the 40 acres. Hell, it was likely deemed redundant in Austin. Texans should demand, as did University of Chicago's prestigious faculty, that these Chinese Communist Party institutes decamp from Texas public universities. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.